We like to talk from the president, but implementation is really, really essential now. The whole country has an interest in seeing the president's plan work, but it relies on a good leadership and political will from government. Key to the implementation, obviously, where the money's coming from, and hopefully we'll see some cutting in the public wage bill and closing down of some non-essential SOEs in Treasury's speech later this month. We also need to see that the most talented CEOs and executives be appointed to oversee our country's assets and execute these plans. That is really crucial. Government also needs to remove the red tape for business. And then obviously the use infrastructure investment sounds attractive, but projects need to be bankable for investors and they need to be able to pursue this. And then business needs a clear regulatory framework, policy stability, transparency, and zero political interference in their work. We also need to see SARS and the NPA strengthened, and that some of these kingpins and state capture needs to go to jail now. This will stimulate a lot of confidence and set an example for other entrepreneurs that want to steal some of the money for the recovery plan that's been set out now. So the procurement bill needs to be enacted, it needs to be strengthened, and we need to see a lot more transparency in the processes where projects progress, and obviously the budgets that they say within those limits of the budgets. And government needs to pick an economic vision now and get the whole country behind them. We've seen a lot of laudable goals, but they haven't been achieved by the public service. So Labour, business and civil society all need to start working together towards a common goal now. Then we can turn our country and the economy around.